I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show.
Yeah, man, the first tank I'd ever floated in was like, it was literally shaped like a coffin. It was so tight and so small. And I realized pretty early on, if I wanted my mother or my grandmother to actually step foot in one of these things, we'd have to make some serious edits to the aesthetic nature of these tanks. Yeah, man, it's been so fun to see the industry totally explode. Like I said, these past 20 years have been so exciting for the whole industry. While immersing ourselves in that community aspect, to be able to connect with all these great friends that we all call family and soak up the sun and the magnesium and the oceans, and it's a win-win-win, man. We've been loving it.
Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training and all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Hey, listeners, get ready for a groovy show with a young man by the name of Max Cassa. He is an expert on float therapy, you know, those sensory deprivation tanks you might have heard about or seen. Centers are popping up all over the world. It's become incredibly popular in recent years. I am an experienced enthusiast. Sacramento has a wonderful facility called Capital Floats, and I did my first float, about 5 years ago, and I'm definitely inspired to go back more regularly after doing quite a few sessions over the years, but more sporadically. And now, learning about the comprehensive benefits as described beautifully by Max, you are going to get pumped up. And I can attest from my own personal experience that there really is no other therapeutic treatment like it. There's really no other experience like it on planet Earth, as Max says, most notably because you are suspended in an extremely saline solution, many times more saline than the Dead Sea. Therefore, you can lay in just a foot of water and be completely floating. And this would represent the first time ever in your life since you came out of the womb that you're not subjected to the powerful force of gravity. And with the lights off and the sound quiet, you are also depriving your senses for the first time in your entire life experience. So it really is unique. It's powerful, quieting the mind and disconnecting the mind from the body and the pressure of gravity delivers these comprehensive benefits that you experience for quite some time after
exiting your session. And Max is going to detail all of this. And one of the big benefits is the ability to absorb the extremely important mineral magnesium transdermally through the skin, because when you're getting this heavy salt solution, typically made with Epsom salts at float centers, Max uses a custom blend that he calls magnesium salt. You're getting a nice dose of magnesium in a very efficient way to absorb it immediately into your bloodstream. And you've heard me talk so much about magnesium supplementation, the wonderful product that I promote, magbreakthrough.com/Brad from Bioptimizers, Magnesium Breakthrough. And it's becoming more and more apparent that we really have to focus on magnesium supplementation because the diet just does a poor job of meeting our needs. Max quotes a research that 95% of Westerners are deficient in magnesium and has all kinds of important effects on cellular function and metabolism in the body. So the float center is a great place to up your magnesium game. So we're going to talk about magnesium. We're going to talk about flotation and also this interesting life change that Max and his partner and their small child embarked upon recently when they left the metropolis of Boston and flew as far away as you can get and still live in America. That's right. They moved to Hawaii. They live on a self-sustaining farm out there. And it's just kind of a cool story, an inspiring story to hear about young people going forward in life and uprooting and looking for that that never-ending journey of personal growth. So some fun insights from Max Casa. Let's listen. Max Casa, aloha, coming to you from Hawaii. We got all kinds of fun things to talk about, man.
Aloha, my brother. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so you're into some very interesting lifestyle attributes like the self-sustaining farm, like the float center. And we're going to talk all about that. And that might be a fun place to start because you told me that you you took off from Massachusetts. That's quite a move. That's about as far away as you can move and still be in America, from Massachusetts to Hawaii. So tell me how you ended up there and then about the situation there on Oahu.
Totally, man. Yeah, it was corner to corner, Massachusetts all the way to Oahu. But yeah, dude, it's been a total game changer. So I moved down with my partner, Camila, and then our six-year-old daughter. And it's been such a blessing in so many different ways. Like I said, when we had chatted earlier off air, we're on a self-sustaining farm out here. So I got everything from the tropical plants to the coconut trees and the dragon fruit and the cotton and the chicken coops and the aquaponics setup. So a lot to learn and a lot to dive into, but it's just been such a blessing, man. So much fun.
So you moved from Massachusetts to this self-sustaining farm. You're a resident of the farm. And what does that look like? Are you guys in a co-op setting where you do the work and then you share the food, or how does that work?
Yeah. So we're in a apartment on the back of the farm. They have a bunch of like work for stay options here on the farm, which is super cool. But where people actually work in exchange for like 20 hours a week stay. Yeah, for us right now, since we're in the process of growing our business and growing our family, we're on the apartment and we kind of just go out there maybe a couple hours a day and help out and connect the land on a deeper level and reap the benefits of all the fresh food and fruits. So you get all the perks there, man. But yeah, we're in an apartment here and living it up.
So is most of your diet or a lot of it coming from the farm, and then you have to head to the grocery store to supplement it or something?
Yeah, dude, that's the best part of it. Just knowing that everything I'm getting is super clean, super fresh. I mean, no pesticides, all organic, straight from the farm. Obviously, we got the volcanic mineral rich soil down here too. So just resting assured that all the plants that we're consuming are chock full of all these minerals that are so incredibly important.
And so what was it like in Massachusetts? What was your lifestyle like and what prompted you to make this big move?
Dude, so I was doing a lot back home in Massachusetts where I'd lived for the first 20 years of my life. But yeah, so really, I guess we could start so I was born with a neuromuscular disease called Charcot-Marie-Tooth, or CMT for short. And my parents got me involved in the martial arts at a super young age. So I'm a lifelong martial artist. And they were hoping to get me involved in the martial arts to help things, my muscle strength and my balance and coordination and all that fun stuff. So thankfully it was the martial arts, and then thankfully I stuck with it. he's become such a huge part of my life these past 24 years now. And yeah, man, just really as I got older and started teaching, competing in the martial arts more, I was just constantly looking for ways to optimize my mind and body, much like yourself. So I explored everything from more expensive Western world technologies to Amazonian brews and shamanic practices to Eastern philosophies and just about everything in between. But one day, man, I ended up stumbling after a brutal training session down at the dojo into the float center in town. And at the time, it was the only float center in all of New England. We're going back about 8 years back now. And I remember, Brad, I came out of that tank and I was literally buzzing with this sensation of relaxation and just overall inner peace that I had never experienced before in my entire life. Never mind in the middle of fight training camp, which is one of the most stressful things going on in my life at the time. So ultimately, I ended up just floating more and more, and diving into the research of how this is actually helping so many people in the clinical studies, and then ended up becoming so inspired that I ended up starting up my own company, Max Vitality, where we now manufacture and customize and install float therapy chambers all over the globe.
Oh, so you have a center there in Oahu, but you're also servicing other locations, like getting them all set up?
Yeah, primarily. So the float tank's en route to Oahu, and then we'll have our little center down here. But primarily customizing and installing float therapy chambers and supplying them to athletes to accelerate their recovery at home, or wellness centers to implement and kind of add more value to their clients there. So it's been quite the journey, man.
Wow. So someone manufactures these, and then you're over on site to make sure it's set up properly, and that's your service at Max Vitality?
Yep. It's the main one we got going on. And I'm sure we'll dive into some of the other ones too later on in the episode, including like our mineral rich bath blend that we ended up filling all of our float tanks with, and kind of merging away from Epsom salts, which all the other float centers use to fill their float tanks with, and really just diving down the rabbit hole of how we could optimize not just the float tank itself by doing things like EMF shielding it, or attaching these powerful underwater sound transducers that will transmit the frequencies directly into the saltwater solution itself. But above all of that, optimizing the float solution that all these clients are actually basking in for that hour-long float session.
Right. So you need an incredibly saline environment so that the body will float. My experience is going into 14 inches of water or whatever, and amazingly, you float with no effort, because it's however many times more saline than the Dead Sea, which is, you know, the biggest comparison. So tell me how that works and what kind of solution you have to prepare.
Totally. Yeah. So I guess for your listeners at home that may not be super familiar with what floating is, I can break that down quickly if you'd like. But ultimately, floating or sensory deprivation is a powerful healing tool that's totally taken the West Coast and Europe by storm these past 10 to 20 years. But ultimately, floating involves getting in a big egg-shaped hot tub type tank, oftentimes with a lid over the top, usually about the size of a small car. But inside this float tank is the most unique healing environment on the face of planet Earth that I've ever come across. Because inside this tank, there's 10 inches of water, anywhere from 10 to 14, like you mentioned. But these 12 inches of water roughly are super saturated with over 1,000 pounds of magnesium salts, most commonly Epsom salts. And the benefits of magnesium and Epsom salts have been well known and well documented for hundreds, even thousands of years at this point. But really what this creates is an extremely buoyant saltwater solution, so buoyant that we could literally take a bowling ball and put it in the water and it would easily float to the top like a cork. So as you pointed out, it's just totally effortless floating on the user's part. But it's not just the 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt that makes this such an incredible environment. Because inside that tank itself, the tank is actually totally void of all external sensory inputs altogether, meaning that in a properly calibrated flotation environment, not even a single photon of light is entering the user's experience at all. On top of that, there's no sound, because not only is the tank itself sound resistant, but the user is also wearing earplugs. There's no movement. There's no speech. There's no smelling. There's no tasting inside this tank. And there's not even a sensation of touch, which is by far the most difficult sense to null out, because the saltwater solution and the air is precisely heated and kept at a constant 94.5 degrees Fahrenheit. And what's so magical about 94.5 is it's actually the exact same temperature as the external layer of your skin or your epidermis. So usually within like 15 or 30 minutes of entering a float tank, the user's brain totally loses sensation of where their body ends and where the water begins. And this can lead to profound meditative, spiritual, oftentimes life-changing experiences. But yeah, so ultimately floating is easy. It's getting inside the tank, laying back and floating.
Wow, very well described. And I can attest that sensation of not being affected by gravity. And that's really the only time, you know, we think we lay into bed and we're resting our bones and our body, but of course we're still pressing into the bed and highly affected by gravity. And the hospital patients get bed sores, so they can attest to that too. And so same with, you know, hanging upside down from a swing or some of these other therapeutic devices, you can't get away from gravity unless you go to the moon on a spaceship or in this flotation experience. Of course, when you're in water and you're floating, that's comparable, but then you have to tread water and move your limbs and so forth. So it definitely is a unique experience, and you're right. There's nothing like it. There's nothing comparable to putting your mind and your body, into that situation.
Totally. Yeah, I agree. Like you said, even when you're comparing it to a bed or a mattress at the end of the night for that zero gravity environment aspect. So really the way I like to break it down is three main pillars of benefits when we're talking about float therapy, right? So one of them, like you touched on, is all the benefits that we're getting from the zero gravity environment. So it's totally unlike laying on a bed or a mattress at the end of the night where there's thousands of springs and pain points cutting off your microcirculation, right? And when you enter a true zero gravity environment, like what's found in the float tank, your blood vasculature can totally relax and your capillaries can totally vasodilate. And what we see as a result is a huge surge and increase in blood flow and oxygen flow and microcirculation to every part of the body, which is incredibly healing for thousands of ailments. But yeah, that zero gravity piece is definitely super important for high performing individuals for sure. Because a lot of people don't recognize that one of the largest stressors to our nervous system is gravitational stress. And the fact that every single second of the day, since the time we're born until the time we hit the grave, our body and our spinal cord and our muscular skeletal system is working so extremely diligently to even just right now, me and you talking, stop my head from just drooping to the side and my body to fall to the ground like a sack of potatoes. So it's an incredible stress, all of this tension that my vascular system and my musculoskeletal system is holding inside at all times. So we can give ourselves the opportunity to disconnect from all of that gravitational stress. It's immensely beneficial to the whole system.
So what happens to the brain when it's allowed to let go of that intense connection to the skeleton and the muscles?
A long chain reaction of beautifulness. So what we see is, again, inside that chamber is really the first time that our brain is not being inundated with over 10 million bits of sensory overstimulation every single second of the day, right? So in a normal everyday life, our brain's being stimulated and inundated with overstimulation from our screens, from the audios, the stereos, all this stuff going on, even just this, the clothes resting on my skin and all these defense mechanisms going on subconsciously. And our subconscious mind's only capable of processing between 30 and 50 of these bits of information per second. So 10 million is quite the stressor to have to process here. But we enter the sensory deprivation, what we see is our brain waves begin to switch and transition significantly from beta everyday waking brainwaves, to alpha, to deep delta, and even theta brainwaves within just 15 to 20 minutes of entering sensory deprivation, which is incredibly beautiful. And on top of this, a lot of people recognize, like, if you go in the basement or a dungeon at night, hopefully safely, but if you do at night in a dark room, your eyes, and you take away one of your senses, your vision, right? The rest of your senses heighten as a result. What a lot of people don't recognize is that when you take away all of your senses, they all heighten an incredible amount, as much as 25% per sense. So this can be leveraged incredibly, but really the main piece of that sensory deprivation aspect is when all of our energy and our consciousness isn't being drawn out to processing the external world, we can call that energy back to us and call that consciousness back to us. And now our brain just has so much more brain power to do whatever it really truly has to do.
You're talking about when you exit the session, you experience a heightened function of all the senses.
Totally.
Because when you're inside, the senses are turned off. So you're saying, like, we get a little bit of a reset effect from the break.
Totally. And in fact, what we'll see is if you could measure it inside the tank itself, what you see is when there's no external senses coming into your RAS system of your brain, which is kind of like the sensitivity knob on all of your senses, your brain will just keep turning up the sensitivity knob until it can find some sort of external stimulation. And the thing is, your brain can work infinitely inside the float tank. It can turn that sensitivity knob up as much as it possibly can, but it infinitely won't be able to find any external sensations. So when we come out of that tank, that hyper awareness is still activated. And as a result, when we come out of the tank, maybe colors pop 25% more. We're driving in the car and music is 25% more enjoyable. The breeze, my luscious hair and the wind just feels better as a result. I'm much more present and mindful to be able to experience these senses more and more fully as a result.
Right. You're not coming out and totally wired and alert and talking fast and jumping around. It's more just I feel like you come out in a relaxed state, but when you touch the apple and run your finger around, that's kind of what you're describing, is sort of an acuity rather than, you know, an intensity.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. I feel for me, it really just helps me drop into this almost internal baseline inside me of just peace and stillness and relaxation. And as a result of that presentness, that increase in presentness that we feel when we exit the chamber, our senses are also much more tuned in and dialed in as well, which is a beautiful thing.
Now, do you feel like it lasts for a certain duration and then you feel like it's time to get back in the float center? Or where does this thing fit into your lifestyle as a behavior pattern? And I know people have budget concerns and all that. They can't go every single day, time concerns or whatever, but have you discovered a rhythm and can make some recommendations to, a casual enthusiast?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's, I try to float as often as I possibly can. Before I made the move to Hawaii, I had the float tank in my pad. So it was a lot easier to float on a daily basis. But now, even if I can get down every other day, that's what we're shooting for in the schedule now. But for everyone at home, it's really just about what you're looking to get out of the float experience. If you're looking to maybe recover from a concussion or a more traumatic injury, like a broken ankle or something like that, maybe floating, I always recommend just floating as many times as you possibly can within the first week or two to zap that inflammation, accelerate that healing. But if someone's goal is more related to maybe reducing levels of stress or anxiety, or even just sleeping better at the end of the night, we know that the short-term anti-anxiety and stress reduction effects of a single one-hour float session last anywhere from 24 to 36 hours after a single float session. So using that data anywhere from a couple times a week to a couple times a month can be extremely effective there.
Well, that's interesting. So with the traumatic brain injury and the protocols to treat concussions being a pretty important aspect of healing and of interest to the contact sport athletes and anyone who's had an injury, you're saying there's there's research that these therapeutic treatments can have a anti-inflammatory or a nourishing effect on the brain.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. And for me, when I'm working with patients, I mean, for myself included, I'm a, as I pointed out, a lifelong martial artist, and I've experienced my fair share of traumatic and pre-concussive blows to the brain. And for me, whenever I feel anything that maybe even could potentially be pre-concussive, absolutely, one of the main things in that protocol should be experiencing some floats and sensory deprivation. When we go to the medical professionals, oftentimes they'll recommend getting away from the light, getting away from the screen, kind of limiting sounds and things like that, but limiting that stimulation to the brain that's going to light up the brain and activate it and cause the blood flow to go up there. But when we can enter a sensory deprivation and stop all of this action going on in the brain, what we see is the left or right hemispheres of our brain when we enter the float environment. So our left side of our brain, more logic, and the right side, more creativity, the parts that typically work more interdependently. When within 20 to 30 minutes of floating, we see this hypersynchrony between the two hemispheres of the brain, which is responsible for these heightened states of consciousness and awareness that so many people talk so highly of. But yeah, there is a large healing effect there, especially on the brain, its levels of inflammation when we can enter sensory deprivation, for sure.
How would you describe your state during the session? Do you fall asleep? Do your thoughts wander? Are you trying to engage in meditation, or what happens there? And what's the range of experiences people report?
So really, it just goes back to what their intention is for that float session, what they're looking to get out of it, because there's so much going on there. I mean, obviously, the silent dark aspect of it is one medicine, which is very powerful and very strong. It's been leveraged in indigenous tribes for thousands of years. But there's this emerging world in the float industry between passive floats, which would be simply entering the float tank and surrendering to the silent darkness, and active floats, on the other hand, which is this emerging field where you're actually kind of leveraging that state of heightened awareness to maybe do things like listen to the powerful frequencies and zap those in. So maybe people are listening to, now when they enter the tank, powerful frequencies or guided meditations or breathwork tracks, or even one that resonates with me is, my partner is a high-level hypnotist, is hypnosis, when done in sensory deprivation, has been shown to be over 5 times more effective than when done outside of sensory deprivation, which is a beautiful thing as well. But even the Navy SEALs have been leveraging the float environment regularly as an accelerated learning environment, which is interesting. So they're in there, and they've reported that they're able to speed learn languages in just a fraction of the time. And they've cut down their learning time from the average of 6 months to an average of just 6 weeks of being able to learn an entire language when done in sensory deprivation, which is incredible. So
what are they spewing out, vocabulary words while the subject is in there? How are they training them with sensory deprivation to learn a language?
Yeah, just like that. It's kind of like hooked on phonic style, except via the underwater sound transducers on the side of the tank. So it's a powerful way, because it can just speak directly to your subconscious mind.
Yeah, my experience was they offered me the choice of silence or listening to certain music, which was, you know, beats and things like that. It wasn't like top 40. And I think I've had both. And it's pretty wild. One thing I wanted to ask you about, which was a really consistent happening with my float sessions, and I'm talking, you know, 8 or 10 is my reference point, is that every single time, I lay in there and I became really relaxed and all that, but I never once fell asleep, not even for a second. And I'm a professional napper. Listeners know I can crash out and take naps frequently. So I'm not one of those people that, it's a huge part of my life. And I was really surprised each time, because I expected, hey, in this completely sensory deprived, relaxing environment, maybe I'll just nod off and then the buzzer will ring and I can't believe it's been an hour. But maybe you could answer the question while talking us through those four different brain states and what was possibly going on where I'm just locked into a state of an awakened but relaxed state.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, that's one. I'm glad you've been able to float so much and that you had some great experiences. But yeah, man, it's wild because some people will go in there and they'll knock out pretty quick. But other people, it just comes down to, like you're talking about, those brain waves. So when we're in there, we're transitioning from beta, the waking brain state, when we enter the float tank typically, to alpha. And then where most people start to transition within 15 to 20 minutes being in the tank is either to theta or deep delta. Really just the switch of the knob in between these two will determine whether they're falling asleep or not. So for someone like yourself that wasn't totally drifting off to sleep, it was likely that you were in a deep theta brainwave there, which is incredibly beneficial for meditation and, like we said, just rest and rejuvenation as well. You may not be getting those benefits of the deeper stages of deep sleep, as you're familiar with. But yeah, so it's funny, man. Whether you fall asleep or not, you're still soaking up the same benefits of floating. Like we talked about the zero gravity environment, like the sensory the sensory deprived environment. And then thirdly, which we didn't even touch on yet, is the fact that during the entirety of your float session, you're actually soaking up magnesium transdermally through your skin during the entirety of every single float session, which is profound. Yeah, man, the magnesium aspect's definitely been something that's captured my heart these past many years as well, because that's a great way to soak up magnesium.
Yeah, we know how tremendously important that mineral is and how commonly deficiencies occur because of the food supply and our historical sources have been diminished with depleted soil and processed foods diet and so forth. And I'm big on the magnesium supplements. People hear me talk about bioptimizers and get these capsules, but it's also extremely effective to absorb it through the skin. That's why you see the magnesium liquid sprays as well as the oral supplements. But tell me about that transdermal absorption, how effective it is, and maybe whatever else you know about magnesium, why it's so important.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you hit a bunch of the nails on the head there. But for people that don't know, magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body. And over 95% of Westerners are extremely magnesium deficient. So if we're not getting it from something, as you talked about, our soils are totally depleted of magnesium. Even here on the self-sustaining farm, I'm relying on the minerals of the soil to do many things, but to rely on it to give me my daily dose of magnesium is a fallacy. It's nearly impossible to get nearly enough through our diet alone nowadays. And that's why oral supplementation is a great tool. It's just that many of the studies done in oral supplementation are taking 9 to 12 months to impact our red blood cell markers, right? So I also take bioptimizers. It's a great tool, but we have to recognize just that delay there. So to where transdermal comes into play, like when I talked with Dr. Mercola, he's crystal clear. He wasn't able to really start moving the dial on his red blood cell magnesium levels, which is the most accurate way to measure our magnesium levels to date, until he started introducing transdermal forms. And for him, that's via the float tank at his house. But when we bypass the GI tract and we soak up the magnesium ions directly through our skin, and in particular now, we've literally captured in a laboratory, Brad, magnesium ions being absorbed transdermally through the hair follicles of our skin directly into the bloodstream, where it's being absorbed and can be utilized immediately. We don't have to wait 9 to 12 months to start moving the dial on these things. We can start doing it right away with topical forms, which is an incredible thing to leverage.
I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
So 95% of people deficient in magnesium is a big number. And the symptoms are a little cloudy, right? It's not like your teeth are falling out. And so it's one of these markers where you probably don't realize it if 95% encompasses you. I don't know about the 5%. Those are the people that are all over the supplement regimen or whatever. It's floating twice a week. But what are some of the other kind of mild symptoms of magnesium deficiency that people might notice some benefits when they turn things around?
Totally. I mean, everything from your levels of stress, because magnesium is burned or utilized rapidly at a rapid rate to combat stresses of all kinds, right? So whether it's stressors coming in from our diet or our lifestyle or EMFs or pollutants of all varieties, magnesium's taking the hit there. It gets burned super rapidly, which is another reason that so many people are magnesium deficient, because even if we're taking enough, it's getting burned so rapidly to combat these stressors. So our ability to create these biochemicals that will balance out that physiological state of stress is upregulated when our magnesium levels are topped off. We'll see a huge increase in levels of state anxiety, a huge decrease rather in levels of state anxiety when our magnesium levels are topped off. But really, this is where it gets interesting, man, because a big part of my protocol and our protocol at Max Vitality is the minerals being the backbone of not just our hormonal health, not just our enzymes and our enzymatic function, because magnesium alone is responsible for over 3,751 enzymes in the body, right? And that sounds like a large number, but a lot of people don't recognize we only have 9,000 enzymes that run the body. These enzymes are incredibly important. So that means magnesium is literally crucial for 42% of our electrical body. It's totally run off of magnesium. So for magnesium deficient, there's no way we could possibly feel or perform at our best. And especially a lot of your listeners, the high-performing athletes like yourself. Magnesium is, exercise is great for so many things, but it's also, we're burning through magnesium as we're working out, as we're exercising, as we're recovering. And making sure we're staying topped off.
Especially as we're stressed, we deplete these minerals, electrolytes, everything just gets ramped up. And so that's when we run into trouble, when we're out of balance anyway, and then it gets worse and worse. So when we are getting it transdermally through the, typically you said Epsom salts, which are, I believe, high in magnesium, but you have something that does that one better.
Yeah, man. So like I said, the past 8 years of my life, every time I've floated, I've been soaking in 1,000 pounds of Epsom salts, which is profound. And Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate. So you're getting the benefits of the magnesium and the sulfates, which are great as well for, it's another macro mineral, one of the seven. But what I learned as I was diving into the rabbit hole of magnesium is that Epsom salts are great, really the main active ingredient there being the magnesium in the Epsom salts. But Epsom salts have a sneaky cousin called magnesium chloride. And magnesium chloride has over 230% more magnesium by volume than Epsom salts, which is profound. On top of this, you're also soaking up the chloride, which is another macro mineral there as well that many people are deficient in. So even just making that switch, we ended up starting to fill our float tanks with magnesium chloride versus magnesium sulfate. And what we were seeing, even anecdotally from seasoned, experienced floaters, was that their levels of stress and anxiety were dropping big time. They were sleeping way deeper and falling asleep faster throughout the night. So this is a profound switch. So anyone at home, if you're soaking in Epsom salts, maybe post-run or post-high jump or anything like that, even just making that switch to magnesium chloride it would be really, really beneficial, not just for your mineral levels, but for systemic overall health.
Man, you're getting everybody excited, convinced they got to do this. Tell me about the industry and how it's proliferated with float centers or the individual home installation. I imagine is a pretty big ticket item, and you're talking about some visiting some heavy hitters there, the athletes or whomever is going to try to throw one in their house.
Totally. Yeah, man, it's been so fun to see the industry totally explode. Like I said, these past 20 years have been so exciting for the whole industry. But like I say, so now what Max Vitality offers, one of the things we offer is we offer pre-made egg-shaped pods and totally open style float pools, which are incredible too. What kind of tank did you float in? Do you recall? Was it more of
this was a really unique center because it was built out. It was built out with actual chambers that more resembled like a walk-in shower. And so there was no pods. And I think what they were trying to appeal to were people that were feeling hesitant about the claustrophobic aspect of climbing into a little chamber, a little coffin, or what you said, a small car. And so this was like a full-size shower door that you stepped in, and then the floor was filled with a foot of water, but it was quite large. Like, you know, I could almost extend my arms over my head and extend my arms straight out to my side and move my legs around, which is a little different than the more confined space. And it was quite pleasant. And of course, more appealing to someone who feels intimidated by getting locked into a pod.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah, man, the first tank I'd ever floated in was like, it was literally shaped like a coffin. It was so tight and so small. And I realized pretty early on, if I wanted my mother or my grandmother to actually step foot in one of these things, we'd have to make some serious edits to the aesthetic nature of these tanks. But that tank you floated in sounds great. Usually those are called more float cabins, which are really, really cool, where it's kind of like that whole room around you. What we offer is we have the fully enclosed float pods, which are great for residential use, especially because you don't have to worry about like salt water splashing everywhere on the walls and on the floor and all that. It holds it inside that chamber right there. And we also have fully open float pools, which is where a lot of the industry is transitioning towards, especially commercial centers. So anyone that's listened to this and like, hey, I could never get in one of these things, I'm highly anxious or I'm claustrophobic or whatever it is, the open float pools are a really cool option. Cause like you said, there's a much lower barrier to entry to getting in one of these things. It literally looks like a hot tub or a small pool about the size of a car with no cover, no lid on it at all. It would just be installed in a room that is sensory deprived, right? So there'd be no windows in the room. The room itself would be calibrated to 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Usually there's a heating panel above, but it's totally open. It's like a 12 by 12 room and you're just floating there.
Well, that sounds like more logistics than just getting a pod installed. I mean, are you actually doing like a separate structure, like a garden shed that's going to be dark and contain the open float apparatus?
So we've seen a lot in sheds. I mean, typically those are more commercial centers though, where they have like a 12 by 12 room. They're looking to put a healing device in, and the float pool just kind of plugs in play on the, you plug it into an outlet, set it up in the quarter, we install the heating panel above. And as long as the room itself is tile or has some waterproof paint, it's pretty ready to rock. Usually they install a shower in the corner too. So when someone goes into a float center, what they can expect is going into a float center, walking into this room, and it's totally your own private room, regardless of what tank's in there, right? So you lock the door behind you, and usually there's a shower there where you can rinse off, get all the body oils and fragrances, deodorants off you. And then you hop in the tank and you lay down and float and come out feeling like $1 million.
Yeah, the temperature thing was really interesting, because even if you're laying in 94 degree water, you're going to get cold after a certain time. I mean, it might take a badass 2 hours, but some people, just because water is so so dense, you're going to lose heat. But when that room is heated to the same temperature, boy, like you described at the outset, you're just completely, you're free in a different way than you could ever imagine before.
Totally. And like we say, it's really hard to, it was difficult for me to grasp ahead of time before I had experienced it, how significant these stressors of sensory overstimulation and just all the gravitational stress that was being put in my system for the first 20 years of my life were, until I was really able to disconnect from that and float like a feather for an hour and come out and be bombarded right away by all these screens and overstimulation right away. So yeah. Like I said, I feel it's really helpful, really beneficial. Obviously there's so many links for increased athletic performance and accelerated athletic recovery as well.
Mm. Yeah, I never really thought about that, Max. We were just going for folly, for like a luxury spa experience, I guess. But it offers way more than the average person might think. And one of my other memories of this place, Capital Floats in Sacramento, is they have a kind of a I guess like the recovery room, or this sitting area where you can wade and relax. And it was so interesting to interact with strangers there and see the behaviors of everyone, because everyone was super chill and friendly. And even me, who, you know, I run pretty hot wired all the time, like, hey, how's it going? How was your session? You know, like everything was toned down 5 notches because everyone was just super chill. And they had like whiteboards on the wall where people could write if they were so inspired. And of course, it was filled with all these cool sayings. And, you know, it might have been a positive affirmation that someone put up there, or a strange poem or humor. And it was just like self-expression coming out. And everybody had been through the same experience with just relaxing there. And no one was in a hurry to go, which I usually am, like, hey, where are we going next? You know, what's next on the agenda? Let's go get something to eat. So it was kind of a really cool experience. And now you've inspired me to get going more frequently and keep it as a part of life that, you know, you can consider it a luxury or an indulgence. But boy, yeah, those benefits, especially for when you mentioned the brain injury recovery and just the recovery from physical exercise stress, as well as just that mental, emotional well-being, it's pretty big.
Absolutely, dude. Like we said, there's so many aspects to accelerated athletic performance that we could dive into. But again, the fact you're soaking up magnesium, which is crucial for your body's development of things like ATP, where 68 steps of the Krebs cycle to make ATP or energy are heavily magnesium dependent. So if you're deficient in magnesium, your body isn't able to make the copious amounts of ATP it requires to perform at your best athletically. On top of this, again, we talked about our capillaries vasodilating and the oxygen flow and blood flow. And while at the same time, your heart rate drops by over 10 to 15 points within just the first 15 minutes of entering the tank. Mm. Your blood pressure drops by over 10 to 15 points within just 10 to 15 minutes of entering the tank. While again, your cortisol levels are totally stabilizing and balancing out, which is great if you're looking to prep for maybe a big game, or if you're looking to relax after a big game and return to some sort of baseline for your parasympathetic system. So many benefits all around, man. But one thing I was going to point out was, we had dove into the magnesium chloride a little bit and how we started filling our tanks with that. But many people at home that are listening to this, maybe they even take magnesium orally already, which is great. But we can drop a few simple tips here that they can use at home to accelerate how much magnesium is not just absorbed by their body, but utilized as well, if you're down to dive into it.
Sure.
Yeah. So I know you'd mentioned Bioptimizers. Are they, I'm not sure, are they a sponsor for this podcast?
Yeah. Really? And those guys are great. I had the founder, Wade Lightheart, on the show, and very devoted and disciplined to presenting the finest quality product. And in the supplement game, as we all know, there's not a lot of regulation. So you got a lot of hype and you got a lot of inferior products. Oftentimes they're tied into where you purchase them. So if you're getting a giant bottle of whatever at Costco, no offense to the big box store, love it for many other things, but you can kind of tell when you're getting these bargain pricing for a supplement that you might want to go upscale and look for something that's super high quality without all the additives, fillers, binders, other agents in there.
Totally. Yeah. And one thing I really like that Wade and his team did with Bioptimizers is magnesium has three known cofactors, right? One of them, or two of them rather, can be absorbed transdermally, right? So with Bioptimizers, if you have their newest blend, they actually have vitamin B6, which is an important cofactor for magnesium absorption. So if you're not using Bioptimizers and using something else, what I use, one of the first things I put in my body in the morning, is actually organic whole food organic bee pollen. So organic bee pollen is one of the best natural sources of whole food vitamin B6 that we have on earth currently. So bee pollen in the morning, we up our B6 and now our body's able to more better hold on to the magnesium and absorb more of the magnesium that's put into our system. But there's also two cofactors that could be absorbed transdermally that we explored mixing into the float tank solution to optimize that. And they are potassium bicarbonate, right? So potassium bicarbonate works. It's really cool, but helps shuffle more of the magnesium in your system into the cells and into the mitochondria, where now it can make more of that ATP energy, right? So bicarbonate, mixing that into the float tank. And then there's a second cofactor called boron. Boron, I'm sure you're familiar with, but boron works, is essential for magnesium's absorption, or helps our body actually hold on to the magnesium longer, which is really great. It does this by slowing the metabolism of calcium and working on the other mineral balancing as well. So we ended up actually exploring using the purest magnesium chloride in our float solution with these powerful cofactors like potassium bicarbonate, like boron, like other enzymes that will totally neutralize any chlorine or fluoride in the solution itself. And then what we realized pretty early on is naturally not everyone is in the position currently where they can install a float chamber in their living room or in their apartment or something like that. And that's totally cool. For many people, they'd be able to benefit from either hitting a local float center or even just taking the lessons we're learning from the silent dark medicines and just implementing more of that into your life. Maybe more time away from the screens, more time in meditation, connecting with yourself. But for the people at home that don't even have access to a float tank nearby, they can still soak up a lot of the benefits of the float tank solution itself. We took that power blend of, again, the purest magnesium chloride with its cofactors like potassium bicarbonate and boron to get more magnesium into the cells, and other cofactors to keep it in there longer, along with different enzymes that totally neutralize any chemicals in the tap water you may be using to fill your bathtub with at home, like chlorine or fluoride. And now what we did is we actually bagged that up. And now for an affordable price, we sell that out, and people at home can either put that in their bathtub at home, or what a lot of people have been using is actually in a foot soak. I know for me as a martial artist, my feet take a beating, man. I'm constantly up on my feet. I do a lot of running as well, so my feet totally take a beating there. But the cool thing about foot soaks is the largest pores in our body are on the bottom of our feet. And on top of this, there's every nerve ending to every major organ in the body and the bottom of your feet as well, which is why they're such an integral part of Chinese medicine philosophies as well. But even just taking your feet at night and soaking them in a little bowl of foot soak with 2 tablespoons of Vitality salts, which we sell on our site, is a great way to get an extremely concentrated solution directly into the largest pores in your bottom of your feet, where it can be absorbed and utilized by your body right away. So we can really start moving the dial on our red blood cell magnesium levels from the comfort of our home, just with a couple foot soaks a week.
Vitality salts. I love it. Bringing the float center to you. Now, the maintenance must be quite extensive when you're talking about a home unit where you have to change out the water and redo the solution frequently. How do people deal with that?
Yeah, one of the main strides we've made is by taking the maintenance that was required for so many float tanks, just cutting that all down. So the good thing now is, since we put so much energy into our filtration system, which is a combination of ozone, of ultraviolet purification, of micron filters, and then the chemical disinfectant, which we don't recommend, like chlorine or bromine or anything like that, but just food grade hydrogen peroxide, which we supply with our fluid chambers as well. But with that combination of this filtration equipment, that same exact saltwater solution you use for that initial fill can last anywhere from 3 to 4 years, because the tank just hooks up to a simple app on your phone, just a Smart Life app. So with the press of a button after a client exits the tank, that filtration system kicks on and starts circulating every single molecule of that saltwater solution, that whole rigmarole we just talked about. So after 15 minutes of that running, every single molecule of that saltwater solution's already been totally, thoroughly cleaned over a dozen times. So that saltwater solution is literally as clean as new by the time the next person gets in there.
Love it. Awesome. So as we close out here, it's such an amazing life change that you've done. I'd love to hear some further reflections where you have this little kid, you have your partner, you're sitting there in a major city of Boston, and what prompted you to jump onto the airplane and cross the continent and cross the ocean as well, and get into that unique situation of living on the self-sustainable farm?
So I had come down to visit with one of my friends, whose girlfriend at the time was living on this exact farm about a year prior. And at the time, it was kind of a fantasy of mine, a vision. One day, I would love to be able to return to Oahu, Hawaii, where the beaches were so beautiful, and that farm in particular. And so ultimately, I ended up talking it over with my partner and the young one, who is about to be enrolled in kindergarten, to make the move. And we did, man. And really at the root of all of it, we felt that we were kind of hitting hitting a ceiling with certain aspects of our spiritual development back in the city that we wanted to expand on by surrounding ourselves in a community like this that's highly spiritual, where at the same time that itch and that craving to connect deeper with the land as a whole. And that was something that was a little bit more difficult to do in Boston as well. So eventually we talked it over. The young one was game. She gave me the thumbs up. So we pulled trigger and shot it, dude. And fortunately, a lot of the business is virtual, and so we can do our thing from here. But at the meantime, man, just learning as much as possible on the farm while immersing ourselves in that community aspect and being able to connect with all these great friends that we all call family, and soak up the sun and the magnesium and the oceans. And it's a win-win-win, man. So we've been loving it.
Incredible. It seems like this is getting to be more common, where I know extended family members and children of my friends, where they're going and doing things that are sustainable, living out in the country, and just kind of choosing out of this long time cultural programming that the young person is supposed to go get a linear education at an institution, the higher rated, the better, and then jump right into the job market. And guess what? If you work hard for 42 years, you too can retire and maybe go to the beach in Hawaii someday. So looks like you're short-circuiting that and setting an example for a lot of people that might be harboring similar dreams and fantasies, as you called it.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah, dude, it's like we say, why wait? Time's now. And there's so many variables in the world today that I'm not sure if I would be, if I had it on my list to go to Hawaii in 5 years, I'm not sure. There's no definite I may be able to, you know? So
yeah, that's right.
Doing it now, and I'm really glad we did, man. I don't regret it at all. And I feel the amount of growth we've had, not just in me and my partner, but also our young one as well, has been like fivefold in these past 6 months than if we were living back in Boston. So it's been so many new adventures and experiences, and it's been so great, man. So next time you're out in Oahu, we got a yurt for you, man.
Oh my goodness. How about that, people? And I'm a frequent visitor. I love the islands, and I do feel like there's some magic there about the culture and the appreciation of nature, which is unrivaled. And it really is feeling special when you just interact with locals or even tourists, people that appreciate it. We've had some great hikes. We've explored numerous islands in the past year, especially since my sister recently moved there, and love that place. And we'll be back again and again for extended periods, hopefully.
Yeah, man.
I don't know about Boston, though. If you give me an excuse to go to Boston, people, it's not the same. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, man. No many yurts in Boston. But dude, it was incredible. Yesterday, there was a spot on the west side of Oahu. It was the second time I'd been, but first time we were successful with swimming off the coast with, dude, probably 50 to 100 dolphins and sea turtles. And dude, I was literally at this point, we're swimming, there's this pod of dolphins, and like a bunch of baby dolphins, like a foot long, they were swimming right by. And for one of them, you could really see how conscious and aware they really are. Cause like we had like a direct eye contact. Me and one of the dolphins is probably like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
And you could tell he started swimming over, like looking at me, and like came away from the pod a little bit, and like we really connected for like those few seconds. And I put my hand out, and he swam up to my hand and just looked at me and like kind of felt me a little bit, and then ended up swimming away. But it was really, really intimate experience and connection there, like connecting with them in nature, in their element. It was incredible, dude. So I'll have to, I'll send you the spot, and maybe next time you're down, we'll catch some dolphins.
Yeah, we took an organized excursion on a boat, and you go snorkeling, and the captain looks around for areas that he thinks the dolphins are going to inhabit, and you sit around there, and there's nothing happening for a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, people are screaming, and here they come. And the captain explained that these creatures actually like to show off for humans, and you can expect them to jump in the air and do twirls and things when we get some good group energy in the water looking at them. And it was such an amazing thing, because the dolphins were performing for us. And then after, you know, a good long stretch, they swam away and went about their busy day in the ocean. But yeah, it was a real connection and incredible nature experience.
Yeah, man, that sounds incredible. Dude, I didn't recognize when I was under the water or swimming out, the dolphins could have been like a half mile away, but snorkeling under the water, you could hear them so incredibly loud. It's like that. It sounded like I hadn't heard anything like it, except maybe like a bat. Like if a bat was like right in your ear screaming, but the dolphins were like a half mile away. So it was really intense, but really beautiful. Like you could feel the healing of these sonar vibrations. It was incredible, dude.
Max Casa, what a show, man. How do we follow you and maybe get a bag of that magic mineral mix for taking a bath or a foot bath?
Totally. Yeah. So anyone listening, I'm sure we'll attach the link, but it's www.maxvitality.co. So .co. We got all of our float chambers on there. Again, our fully enclosed pod, our fully open float pool. Then we got our beautiful Vitality Salt Magnesium Blend for people at home that are looking to soak up the benefits of transdermal magnesium. That's definitely the way to do it. Because again, it's got all the cofactors in there. It's got the purest magnesium chloride. And again, you soak it up right through the largest pores in your feet for the comfort of your own home. So feel free to reach out about that. And then on top of that, you can just follow my journey at Max Casa, MaxxCasa on Instagram. And you'll see all things farm life and business life and all the fun we're having. High vibes are spreading. But yeah, I'm looking forward to connecting with more of your people. And it's been a pleasure to connect, Brad. I appreciate you having me on, bro.
Thank you very much. Mahalo, Max Casa. Thanks for listening, everybody. Da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.